This is where my theme song should go. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba.
Lady HD.
Okay. Oh my gosh. We're good to go. Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Jen Welch, your host of Lady HD, a podcast for distractible women. I'm very excited because today it's my dog is barking now, and I don't know why. I think he... Okay. Hold on. We need to stop a second. Why are you barking? Hold on. I need to let him down. 1 second.
This is me restarting the show. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Lady HD.
Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. It's Jen Welch, your host of Lady HD, a podcast for distractible women. I am here. I'm very excited. We are doing a Whatcha Googling episode today. Somebody is texting me, but that's okay. We're going to ignore that. Because right now we're focusing on recording a podcast. And so basically, hold on, it is the producer of the podcast texting me to say her internet has gone out. So I'm going to say that, yes, the Zoom is still going. We are going to salvage this and it's going to be fine. Everything is fine. It's not recording. Okay.
Restart again. Okay, here we go. Go, go.
This is so perfect.
It's so perfect. Guys, hi, everybody. It's me, Jen Welch, the host of Lady HD, a podcast for distractible women. This is the third time. I've never stopped and restarted a podcast before. Like, normally, like, once you start talking, you're just in it and you go. And, like, no matter what happens, happens. But my dog barked and then the Zoom stopped. And then we thought we could keep going. But now we're back. And it's all going to be okay. Because what's very exciting about right now is this is... the first of our new Whatcha Googlin' episode format. So yay, we're all clapping. So basically what's going to happen right now is I used to have my old producer Tristan go through the 500 windows I have open on my Safari app on my iPhone. I cannot open any more new windows until I close some windows. So he would go through and help me figure out which windows I can close. He has moved on to other projects, and I realize this is a good opportunity to bring in non-ADHD folks who I adore. And so this week's very first Whatcha Googlin' special guest to help me de-hoard my Safari app friend is fantastic comedian and writer, Emily Winter. Yay!
Hello!
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for having me.
I don't think I took a breath in the last 2 minutes. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm okay. As you can tell right now, I'm being humped by my dog a lot.
Bingo.
She's very horny.
Oh my
the humping
God.
Hour is usually 45 minutes, starts usually 45 minutes from now, but she's horny early today.
Aw, aren't we all? You know, aren't we all? Well, Emily, how are you normally with digital stuff? Are you like an inbox zero person? You're horrible?
No, I am a big mess. Like, my husband can't believe it because I'm so obsessed with counting and organization and doing things in a productive way that allows me to achieve the most, you know, like just like really maximize everything. And I'm really bad with digital stuff. My inbox, hold on, let me click over to it. I have almost 18,000 unread emails. And I never close my tabs either.
I love that. I love hearing that because it's just everybody tries to act like, oh, I'm all inbox zero. And I like never, you just archive it as soon as you're done. And I'm like, what? I don't even know when I'm done with the email. If you hear noises in the background, it's Bingo getting off. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. We all have horny dogs. So that makes me really happy. And it makes me really happy because, and it's surprising to me because you and I, Emily and I worked together on a really intense project 4 years ago. And, Emily definitely was my solid foundation of like organization and spreadsheets and like when do we message people when and all of this stuff. I mean, it was like a crazy thing. We put up like 88 shows in 33 cities over 3 days and raised over $50,000 for the ACLU, not to pat ourselves on our own backs, but it was pretty amazing.
I think we can do that. I think it's far enough in the past. It's like,
yeah,
I never think I look pretty or skinny in pictures, and then I'll look back and I'll be like, look how cute I was. And
I know.
far enough away where I can say that was a nice thing we did.
That was like an amazing thing. Hey, I am curious. How has your mental state and sleep been since the election this time around? And how are you doing?
Well, I mean, obviously relieved, but my sleep has been just a disaster this entire pandemic. I've never been really good at sleeping, and I just I feel like I already was freelancing, but then this like lifestyle of, especially now when like there's no, you don't know what day it is. Like I missed, that's not like me. And I missed the recording of this podcast because I just like have no sense of day or time or anything.
I would seriously thought that you like had like gotten hit by a car or something.
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
I don't normally miss stuff like, yeah. So I just, I'm like a sleep I don't sleep in the night. I sleep during the day. I'm just a mess, you know?
I was curious because specifically since the election, I have not been able to go to sleep before 5 or 6 a.m. every single night. And because I just have this feeling like there's something I need to be doing. I need to be doing something. And I think, I just realized the other day, I think it's like a trauma memory from the 2.5 months we spent planning that festival when we couldn't when it was like so insane. And I was like, oh, that's probably why I'm like kind of in this weird in-between election inauguration space. Anyways, this is not what we're here to talk about, okay? We're not here to talk about you, Emily. We're here to talk about me and my Safari windows. So yeah, so I have 500 windows open. That's like the max. We have to close some of these. Obviously, we won't get through all 500 today. I'm just going to, so that you know that I have no idea where we're going to start or what's going on here. I'm just like free scrolling. That's a Tom Petty remix. Here we go.
So should I just tell you to stop?
Oh, I like that. Tell me to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The first one that we have here is it's just the Ipsy website. I have the Ipsy app that I manage my subscription through, but when you get an email from them and you click the link, it doesn't open in the app. It opens a new website window. So do I need this window open?
What is Ipsy?
Oh, Emily. It's the month. They send you a tiny makeup bag filled with tiny makeup samples every month.
Yes. So it's like, I got one of these for like a holiday gift once. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need that website open?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, great. Okay. Ready? Tell me to stop.
Stop.
Okay, great. This is the unemployment New York State insurance website. From what I filed a claim weeks ago. Do I need to have that website open?
Well, no, but how's your insurance working now? And have you been getting it and everything?
Yes, finally. It took a very long time. Then I got 6 grand at once. And then it started like coming in. And now, and then I was working briefly and that was amazing. But now I'm not working again and it picked right back up. So, you know.
So great. So you're all set. Yeah. So you definitely don't need that even as a reminder.
No, I don't. Well, and as a reminder, I have my mom who messages me every Monday morning to say, have you signed up yet? So it's fine.
That's great.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to stop now. This is a staffing agency that's not even in my industry. This is just a staffing agency that I'm not going to apply to anything there. I don't need it, right?
You don't need it. So it's just a general, no. Yeah, you don't need it. Okay. You know where Indeed.com is.
I do. All right, here we go. Okay, this is a Reddit website, which again, I have the app, but it opened up in the website for some reason. And it's about how to better farm balloons in Animal Crossing.
Are you still playing Animal Crossing?
Every day.
Do you know how to farm balloons?
I learned. Yes.
So then you don't need it.
So guys, just a tip. If you're like, I really need the balloon DIYs, what you need to do is make the gel bars DIY. They're very tall and a balloon cannot pass over them. You line your entire beach with gel bars and then you just leave little windows open and then you always know where the balloons will be coming from. The balloons come on the 5s and the 10s. You're all set. All right. So here we go. Next up, we have a Wikipedia page. This is a Wikipedia page for the Tenther movement. It's a social movement in the United States whose adherents espouse the political ideology that the federal government's enumerated powers must be read very narrowly to exclude much of what the federal government already does, citing the 10th Amendment to the United States in support of this. I think that I was looking this up during the Amy Coney Powell, whatever her name is.
Barrett
thing. And I don't want this. I mean, it's good information, but I learned it.
You learned it.
Yeah. So I don't need it.
You don't need that.
Yeah. Get it out of there. Don't need it. Okay. You ready? Do you want to tell me when to stop?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Stop.
Okay. This is the Wikipedia page for Chrissy Teigen. I don't need that.
You don't need it. You know where to find her.
I know where to find her. She is everywhere. Why was I even looking her up on Wikipedia? Sometimes I just like to get a deep dive into somebody, you know?
Well, I think I feel like with the whole Alison Roman thing, that was during this pandemic, if you can believe it.
Yeah. And her whole miscarriage thing, which was so sad. And,
oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. That was more recent, actually.
Yeah. She's had some ups and downs and downs and downs, but also ups.
Yeah.
I've been
watching a lot of old episodes of America's Next Top Model, and I did a deep dive on Tyra. And I feel like even though the show was problematic while I was watching it, like the more I learned, like now I'm nervous that I can't enjoy it. Like what I found out is just too sad.
Anyway,
that's a tab I need to close.
Oh, no. Close that
both
tab.
Metaphorically and actually.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just over here scrolling back and forth.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe we should stop when my dog stops humping me. Nope.
Okay. So never
gonna happen.
Never.
stop.
Okay. This is. Hey, everybody, just a real quick interjection here. We're going to call this an ADHD, oh my gosh, moment where, you know, we all have this. I could have cut this laugh out, okay? But I didn't want to because it's a thing that I think happens to all of us. It's kind of, I guess the name for it is like a pseudo-bulbar effect. It's when we laugh really hard at things that are either not that funny or not funny at all and often horrible, and we don't mean it, and it often causes us to feel socially awkward and strange, and it tends to happen to me a lot with things that are absurdly sad or absurd or absurdly horrible. So just keep that in mind as we move forward, that was not a laugh of, oh my God, how funny. That was a laugh of my brain responding to something in the way that it does that always just makes me look like a jerk, okay? Back to it. Well, okay. You know how sometimes it's like one page when you look at it in like the little like thing and then you open it up and it's another page. Basically, it started off as just a floor plan for a normal apartment. But then when I opened it up, it's actually the results of the Breonna Taylor investigation.
Oh, no.
So okay. So it's an important thing, but I looked it up. And I learned it, and I don't need to have it open anymore, right?
Yeah.
So, sad. There's going to be fun stuff and sad stuff in here, guys, because I'm a fun, sad person, all right? So here we go.
But also good to, yeah, good. This is, you probably looked that up in June.
Yeah.
And it's good that you did. Yep. And hopefully you don't need a tab to remind you of this, because it has become, hopefully, a part of our everyday lives.
We should be talking about it all the time. Okay, here we go. I'm just scrolling. You just tell me to stop.
Stop.
Okay, again, Hudson Valley Vacation Rentals from the weekend in August that I went upstate with my friend Charles. Don't need it. Listen, right below that window is another window for that. Don't need it. And right two above that window is another one. Don't need it. This is like some rapid closure happening here. We're not doing it. Oh my God. All these Airbnbs, guys, I'm just closing. I am like Alec Baldwin in Glengarry Glen Ross. Always be closing. Here we go. I'm really proud of that, by the way.
That's awesome. Good find. Good find. The whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
You also like, you don't want to go to an Airbnb upstate right now.
No.
That would be cold and miserable.
I don't. Okay, let's get another one in here. How are you feeling like these are like comparing to your types of windows that are open, or like what are you doing out there?
The Tyra Banks thing, or the what's her name made me think of Tyra Banks, because that's like a celebrity tab I know I have open, but what do I got? I got Crocs.com.
Okay, you don't need it. They're not going. You when it's time to search for
what
Crocs,
do I do with it?
Know.
Do I just hit the X? Oh yeah,
you just hit the X.
Okay, so one is a Society 6 store that I already bought this stuff for my mom for Christmas.
Great, don't need it.
When I was looking up when MLK weekend is this year. Men's sweaters? No.
Don't need it.
Oh, my own website.
You know where that is.
This is actually really fun and good. Yeah, this is a lot of a bill paying thing. A lot of looking up holiday gifts for people.
So a lot of recent stuff you're saying.
Well, this is the most recent.
Okay.
I'm going in. Yeah, but if I go back, I mean, you're only allowed to have 500 tabs open.
Yeah.
I must.
And then it starts. So what happens once you hit 500 is you can't see the little plus sign at the bottom here when you have all the windows open. This is a visual, yeah. Reference for everybody listening to this podcast. If you press the little plus sign at the bottom, you can't open a new window anymore. However, if you click a hyperlink somewhere, it will just take any of your existing websites and choose which one it wants to turn into this new website. So you might have something that you really wanted to be keeping that's going to get lost in the ether because Safari decided that's the one it's going to like switch to, Palm Frites or something or whatever it is that you're looking up. So that's what's happening here. I'm scrolling.
So I went all the way back as far as I could, and it's Louis C.K. mailing list unsubscribe confirmation. That is a piece of history for sure.
Screenshot it, close it. Cool. I'm not even that exciting. Stop here. This is the Roger Ebert's review for Magic Mike. Do I need that still?
No. What did he give it?
Oh, 4 stars. It's a brilliant movie.
Really? I've never seen it.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. I probably felt the same way you probably feel about it right now. Then I was home visiting my mom. She wanted to see Magic Mike 2 because she loves Channing Tatum. And so we went to this movie theater with leather recliners and we sat and we watched Magic Mike 2. And it was so inappropriate to be watching with my mom, but also hilarious and joyful. And then over pandemic time, I watched Magic Mike 1. And I'm like, these movies are just pure joy. They are just pure joy. They're amazing. They're like
so pleasantly surprised by this conversation.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. You should watch it. You should definitely watch it. Make Chris watch it so that he understands. Chris is good. He's a good one. I would say if you have like a guy who like doesn't understand like why women's pleasure is important, you should make them watch Magic Mike and see what it's like to really be a man. That's what you should have them do. I hate myself so much. Okay. Tell me to stop scrolling.
Stop.
Okay. This is another Reddit page for how to transfer my Nintendo Switch account over to a new Nintendo Switch to transfer my Animal Crossing Island over to my new Switch that I got. I did it. I don't need this anymore.
Right. Amazing.
Okay. Next up is Blick Art Supplies. Don't need it. I know where to go when I need my art supplies.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a company called And Walsh. They are a digital advertising agency who I want to send my portfolio to. And so I'm going to save the site to my home screen. Huh?
That's really smart. I wasn't sure what we're supposed to do with things that we do want to save.
Well, I wouldn't say that you save all of them to your home screen, but since this is an actionable thing, that's what I'm doing right now.
That's smart.
I just made this up in the moment. So that's what I would do with that. So I'm going to close it.
Actionable.
This is a website about podcast analytics, and I don't need it because I already get that from Anchor. You may have heard an Anchor ad earlier in this episode or maybe after this moment. It's great. Use it.
What is it?
You don't know about Anchor? Okay. So basically, it's a podcast hosting, producing, whatever monetizing platform. It's where it like distributes my podcast to all the places. And it also, I make money off my podcast through it. Yeah.
What is the minimum amount of listeners you have to have to make money off your podcast through it?
You make money from the minute you start. And really? Basically, yeah, it's not even like you need to reach. So I have made, guys, not to like whatever, but I have made $40 off this podcast.
Amazing. Congratulations.
$40.
Dude, that's so awesome. Like, yeah. I didn't know like the stats. So I emailed like a agency and I was like, what do I need to make money off my podcast? And they were like, for us, if you want to be part of our network, oh, that's what it was. It was a network. They were like, you need, let's talk after you get 50K downloads an episode. And I was like, okay, what's I have the 3K downloads so an episode.
They just want a successful podcast. That's what they want. They don't want to have to do any of the work to help it become successful. They just want to like take all of your hard work and then make money off of it. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Fun for them. great job. Way to go. That's fun. No, you got to build up your audience, man. And hey, if you want to help me build up my audience, listeners of Lady HD, a podcast for distractible women, because I know we're all distractible, so I'll remind you. Hey, take a second. Rate, review, share it with your friends. Listen to it, subscribe to it, and then really rate and review it, because that's like the most important. I mean, it's not the most important, but it's pretty important. Okay, do we want to find another window here? Here we go. I'm scrolling. I'm scrolling.
Stop.
Okay. This is I got really into ancestry.com over the pandemic, and I've been doing a lot of genealogy, and this is a military records by war website. I don't need it. Don't need it.
Get it out of here.
Already did it. Great. What, let's do like four more. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. Ready?
One, two, three, four, stop.
Okay. All right. How to harness the fundraising power of Twitch. Did you know that if you have an organization that wants to raise money, Twitch is like the best platform for like fundraising right now? People make it's insane because it's like, God bless you, Gen Z people, because you are young and you are politically active and socially conscious and you have money to spend on things. Like just this past weekend, they did a St. Jude's marathon where in the first day they made over $600,000 in streaming. Right? It's incredible. Like people are just like killing it on Twitch. And I want to figure that out, but also I was trying to like help produce something and then it didn't happen. But anyways, so I have a lot of Twitch stuff on here. I'm like kind of obsessed with it. And
Twitch won't forget about it.
No, I like dream about Twitch right now. Okay. So here we go. I'm scrolling.
Stop.
Okay. All right. Fun story. This is another, a vital record for a deceased ancestor. Emily, I told you about this on when we talked about ghost stories, I think.
Yes.
About how I have a dog, guys. My dog's name is Dr. Augie Salami. His name was August at the pound. And Dr. Salami is the name of the surgeon who removed the teeth from my ovaries. So that's why his name is Dr. Salami. Okay. And in doing genealogy this summer, I'm going back in my Sicilian ancestry, like back great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, all these records. My great-great-great-grandmother's name is Augustina Salome.
It's crazy coincidence. That is right? Insane.
That's insane!
And that's the record that you just pulled up in your phone?
Yeah, that's the record. But I have it all in, I already have it in my ancestry tree, so it's all good. But how fucking crazy is that? I love it. And it makes me just love my dog even more and also be slightly terrified of him because all of my Sicilian grandmothers are terrifying. Okay, but lovely. They're wonderful, strong, resilient women with sturdy stock. Okay, so where do we go?
Stop.
Okay. So you know this is going to be a weird one because it's looks like a blog website with a black background and white text, and it's like, where did I go? Where?
1997 called. Right? They want right? their website back. Oh, yeah. What is that?
Oh, okay. You know what it is, and it really is. I mean, well, this is from January 2009. This is a piece by a writer named David Lipsky. It's called The Lost Years and Last Days of David Foster Wallace. And I was reading this because I watched a movie that's about this long weekend that Lipsky spent with David Foster Wallace, kind of like right after when he was doing like book tours and stuff for Infinite Jest and everything. And so that's why I have this open, because I wanted to actually read the piece. But I read it. And so I don't need it anymore.
So you did it.
You've done it. All right. So we have one more. We have one more to go.
One more tab. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Stop.
Okay. So I've gotten really into art over the pandemic time as well. I started doing art therapy like a year ago. It's amazing. Go do art therapy. I highly recommend it to everybody. You don't have to be a good artist. I'm a terrible artist, but you just like scribble and shit. You like scribble your feelings out, and it's amazing. And actually, I'm not like a bad artist, but you know what I mean? I'm not like an art. Anyways, I'm okay. But this is a blog post, Jackson's Art, on comparing three types of oil pastels. All right. So yeah, it's the Caran d'Ache Neo Color 1, the Caran d'Ache Neo Pastel, and the Sennelier Oil Pastel. It was a very helpful article for making decisions, and I've made the decisions now, so I don't need it
Which
anymore.
One did you get?
Well, I got some Neo Color 1s and some Neo Pastels. Because they kind of, so one of them is more crayon-y and it doesn't blend as much. That's the Neo Color one. And then the Neo Pastel is really soft. So you kind of use the harder one for like bottom, like layer, and then the soft one over top, right? And it gives like a nice layering. So that is, that's it. Guys, I think we've closed like 15 windows. Like that's a lot.
That Airbnb thing was great.
Oh, that was huge. That was like so huge. And just while we're sitting here, I see a FedEx tracking one open. Hey, guess what? Boom, closed it. All right. So we're up to 16 windows. Emily, thank you so much for taking time out of your like holiday prep to help me with my horrible Safari app situation.
Congratulations on closing so many.
Thank you. Congratulations to you on closing some too, you know?
Thank you.
I feel like one of the things that I think is so important about this, and part of the reason why I wanted to do it this way, is like, it's always so helpful for me to bounce this stuff off of somebody else and to like, so you know how I sometimes do like my cleaning show on Instagram Live, just having somebody there to kind of like bounce things off of, especially when you have like an ADHD brain, is like so huge, because there's like so many thoughts and emotions that go into every little like thing you're doing. So I just want to like normalize helping each other. Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now I'm closing more.
See, when we ask for help, we help others in return. Oh my gosh.
This is great. I don't need any of this crap.
Oh my God. Emily, where can people find you, and where can they hire you to do Zoom trivia shows, and where can they see Bingo?
Where can you see my dog humping me? You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Emily MC Winter. That's Emily Mick Winter, is my Twitter and Instagram. And, you can email me at emcwinter@gmail.com if you want me to host a trivia during this pandemic, which is what I have been doing, especially during the month of December for holiday parties. But I have some scheduled in the next year, and I'm hosting holiday trivias and other trivia shows because I have a book of trivia coming out in September called One Day Smarter with Penguin Random House. And I am a trivia writer for Ask Me Another on NPR. So those are places you can find my work too.
Yeah. I have done one of Emily's trivia nights, and it was fantastic. And I highly recommend it. She's a very excellent, very thoughtful themes, very good questions. question wording. Fantastic. You can follow, me, I'm a person. You can follow me at Jen Welch Now, Jen with two N's, WLCH. Now, you probably already know this, whatever. On all the socials, and Lady HD Pod on all the socials. And I do have a Twitch account for the podcast. We're figuring out what to do with it. Don't worry. This has been so fun. So hopefully, you know what? Maybe next time I should say, I'm having a thought right now that I cannot stop it from coming out of my mouth. So it's happening. It's happening. Next time when I do one of these episodes at the beginning, I'm going to say to you, maybe get out your own iPhone Safari app while we're talking and think about what you can close. Oh my gosh. Right? It's like my guest is helping me. I'm helping them and we're all helping you.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that you've been closing yours as you've been listening to this.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, everybody. And we're done. Yeah.
Inattentive. Hyperactive.